but about 25% of injuries at least are under in kids under 15. So a lot of times, without a lot of good guidance, you can have kids doing things that might really injure them.
Talk to me a little bit more about that, how those numbers seem to skew toward that demographic.
Well, I think that once you have access to the fireworks, and a lot of people will run out and play with them and think that they're fairly benign, but of course, a lot of these explosive fireworks can cause a lot of damage, including fractures and injuries around the hand. Somewhere in the vicinity of 40 to 50% of injuries from fireworks are hand-related or upper extremity, but a certain number can also affect the eye. And so when they blow up, the blast injury can be pretty significant. And, of course, these can be lifelong injuries, not only, of course, to the eye or extremity, but they can be require multiple operations, particularly in hand injuries.
How are these kids getting injured? What are they doing?
Well, a lot of it is that they're, when they hold these firecrackers, and some of these, that either the firecracker goes off too quickly or they're not paying attention. They're talking to someone, and the fuse goes off, and boom, mostly injuries around the thumb and the web space of the thumb. And so these can be devastating injuries requiring surgery and multiple surgeries. So fairly high percent require multiple surgeries.
Is this ever a case of, hey, watch this?
Yes, I think that would be a good way to look at it.